One of the core foundational principles of the practice of public relations is to do good and talk about it later, or maybe in some cases, not at all. Before you embark on a do-good mission, reflect on the goals and outcomes you wish to accomplish. If your purpose in doing good is to get credit, fame, or recognition, it's a wise idea to put your plans on hold until you can have a heart-to-heart with your true intentions, which your intended audience will certainly call you out on. This is because the true purpose of a do-good mission is to do just that, good in the world. And if you are an organization, you should align your do-good deeds with the overall mission of your brand, not with the headline of your next press release. A good example of a recent do-good PR campaign I want to share with you comes from Organic and Natural Health Association and Healthy Directions, both of whom are my clients but not officially affiliated with each other. I connected them together on a project that we never publicized because the purpose was to simply do good for the betterment of healthcare workers on the front lines during COVID-19. Hospitals are highly protective and sensitive to media coverage during the pandemic crisis because their every move is being evaluated. So accepting donations in exchange for credit or fame is not even up for discussion. Does that mean two organizations that have the power to assist and influence healthcare workers on the front lines should sit back? It shouldn't, not if it's foundational to their organizational missions. The pitch challenge today: don't let credit, fame, or recognition be the determining factors on your mission to do good and do the right thing. Do what's right because it's what you believe in, not because it'll look good on a social media post. In the case of my clients, Organic and Natural Health had a relationship with Dr. Keisha Gaither, who serves on their Scientific Advisory Council. Dr. Gaither is also Director of Perinatal Services at NYC Health Plus Hospitals Lincoln in the Bronx, New York. Healthy Directions is a leading provider of premier doctor-formulated nutritional supplements, and they were able to donate multiple cases of their Beyond D3 vitamin D3 supplement during the height of the pandemic in New York to Dr. Gaither's hospital in the Bronx, one of the hardest areas hit in New York. Note that Dr. Gaither is not one of Healthy Directions' doctors, and Healthy Directions is not one of Organic and Natural Health's members. But despite all this, they work together to ensure 300 doctors and nurses serving on the front lines with COVID-19 patients at Lincoln Hospital had an adequate supply of vitamin D for their own use. With Dr. Gaither on the inside at the hospital, she could be the hero bringing in vitamin D for her colleagues while educating them about the importance of keeping their vitamin D levels within the therapeutic range of 40 to 60 nanograms per milliliter, by making vitamin D available to healthcare providers during a time when they were unable to get supplements of their own because they were either working long hours or drugstores were sold out, or they didn't even know about the benefits of vitamin D. This do-good PR campaign, although never publicized in order to gain credit for Organic and Natural Health and Healthy Directions, made a lasting impression with a critical audience that is instrumental to the natural products industry. All kinds of good things come out of doing good things that align with your mission, like a new vitamin D study Dr. Gaither told me she would be leading at the hospital as a result of testing vitamin D levels of her patients. And if followed properly, the ROI, or return on investment, with a do-good mission will far outweigh any headline or credit you would have hoped to obtain.